What is happening is that D&D Restaurants, which is the successor to Conran Restaurants, has decided to stop putting discretionary 12.5% service charges on their bills. From now on, it will be up to the customer, the punter, to decide what sort of tip they leave, not up to the customer to say they don't want to leave a tip.
This is good news for consumers, isn't it?
It's very good news. I have to say I'm slightly surprised we're seeing it at this point in the recession, towards what some people are calling the end, rather than at the beginning, because it's definitely a way to encourage customers in. In Britain, we've been caught for a long time between two different service traditions. You've got the professional tradition of France, where service is included in the bill because haughty French waiters don't feel the need to be patronized by their customers saying whether they're any good or not. And you've got the American entrepreneurial tradition where they will do anything to get your attention so that you leave a big tip on the bill. Now, what's happened is D&D have decided to try the US model to make their staff work for their tips and to stop putting those irritating, annoying discretionary service charges on bills.
And the timing of this is quite interesting, isn't it? Because it comes into effect on the 1st of October, and this is the same day that new laws on tips, which, you know, because restaurants had been bumping up their minimum wage, topping it up with tips, and it's that law comes into effect on the 1st of October, the same time as D&D is introducing this new policy.
Yeah, it's clearly they've worked out that they've got not much to lose here, because they've had to, in certain cases, I imagine, they're having to up salaries to hit the minimum wage, so they've got a cost there. So that they've worked out that they may be able to attract more customers in, even though they might lose somewhere along the line. What's curious, what will be interesting, is to see how much else of the restaurant business follows suit, because the idea of the discretionary service charge has become convention across British restaurants, basically. It's on every damn bill, and you try taking it off, you have to be quite aggressive to do it. So whether other restaurants will follow suit is waits to be seen.
And where does it leave tipping? Because it's a bit of a social minefield, really, isn't it? How much should we tip?
About 10%. But if, a bit more if you feel it was worth it. You know, there are different systems in place depending on where you are. In the US, for example, it's 15 or 20%. But in this country, 10% is reasonable. Anything above that and you're being nice and generous.
This is good news for consumers. But what about restaurant staff? Because I guess the advantage of the service charge from their point of view is that they're more likely to get a bit of extra money.
Well, not necessarily. The reason the law is being changed on October the 1st is because there was a suspicion, or more than a suspicion, that those service charges, those discretionary service charges, were just being used to top up salaries to hit the minimum wage. So now that they are definitely, by law, being paid the minimum wage, they can look at these tips which are going on, and according to D&D, will be divided up among the staff as real extra money.